Let us begin. Let us discuss. I came across here, interesting, I always wondered about this child. You come into Mincha, and you come into Mincha, and they are in the middle of Shemoyne Esrei. And probably if you take a poll, if you could read everyone's mind, and you would try to, where is everyone up to? So one person is up to, one person, not where they are, physically, where their minds are, what part of the Shemoneh Esrei are they up to? So one person is at a choinein, we have one kvetcher that's still in the first bracha, and we have one guy that's up to modim, and one guy is Speedy Gonzalez. He's already in Elokai Nitzar, and now you want to join them. You want to join. You come in the middle. You come in late. You want to join the Shemoneh Esrei. Are you Yaitzei Tzilu B'Tzibu when you begin in the middle? So I always wondered about this. So the Minig Olam is, like I told you, whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says the Minig Olam is, well, if you don't daven now, if not now, then when? So of course you're going to jump and you're going to daven.
But did you tell us once that you had to say Ashrei first? Otherwise, it's a Shiloh.
Could you say it later on?
Can you say it later?
Okay, that's right. But in this case, if you're going to say Ashrei, you're finished. And then for sure, by the time you finish saying Ashrei, they're going to start Chazaras Hashatz. Okay, so now let's even discuss some more and more and another halacha, similar halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You come to Shul Shachar Slate, and they're in the middle of let's say up to Baruch Hu, and by the time you get on your tefillin. So you have a choice. So either you can skip around, and if you'll skip around, you will be able to join them when they are in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say the Shemoneh Esrei takes 7 minutes, right? The silent Shemoneh Esrei in this shul is exactly 7 minutes, and you know your whatever the story is, and you know that if you'll skip around, you'll be able to join in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Or what you can do is you can take your time, don't skip around, and you'll daven the Shemoneh Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur. That's also an option. The option is that if you say the words together with the Shliach Tzibur, Mila B'Mila, so when the Tzibur answers Amen, they're also answering Amen to your brachas. Yeah, right. What are the parameters? When is it still called Tfilah B'Tzibur when you join in the middle? So the truth is very interesting. He presents over here many different opinions. There are basically three madregos. The ideal thing to do is to get the full credit for Tfilah B'Tzibur is to start the Shmo the Esrei together. You mamish have to start when the tzibur begins to say Hashem sefasai tifta chofi agiti l'sech baruch atu Hashem. You should be part of that group. If you're not part of that group, if you start even when they are in the middle of the first bracha, they're up to melech ozer, the people of the silent Shemoneh Esrei, the average person is up to melech ozer moshiach mogein, and you now are beginning Hashem sefasai tifta chofi agiti l'sech. You do not get the full credit of tefillah b'tzibur. This opinion, let me try to tell you who says this. I think from the mission of the Prima Godim, let's see if I can find the exact words. This is the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says that if you start your Shemoneh Esrei when the tzibur is in the middle, mashma me'abir halacha, the bir halacha is according to the Prima Godim, bereshim kuf tes tekach noiktim lahalacha kimoisai, that we pass like the Prima Godim. If you do not start together, uche deroim not gam b'mishne bura, the koyish atzor chatzibur ve'ashatz lahaschil Shemoneh Esrei b'shove. The only thing that's not makben on is the kepeda. Now Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a second opinion. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says he disagrees with this. I mean, I don't know if he disagrees. What he's coming to explain is that you do not need to take the Mishnah Bura, who's quoting the Ber Halach, who's quoting the Prima Godin, that it must be mamish bidiyuk, you have to start, as long as they are still within the first bracha. The average person, if you can assess that the tzibur is still in the middle of the first bracha, and you begin your Shemoneh Esrei, you get full credit for tefillah b'tzibur.
Can you reject the same issue that even if they finish davening and you walk in, you can be counted as
No such thing. In fact, the Chazanish also agrees with this principle. The Chazanish, he has a very interesting term. He quotes here, and he says, look with the Chazanish, look at these words. These are fascinating words. If a person, you start your Shemone Esrei in the middle of the Tzibur Shemone Esrei, you did not begin together, you, at least according to Chaim Kanievsky, you did not begin in the first bracha, you have what's called the Zechus HaTzibur. The loy tzilabit tzibur. He differentiates two. There's a zechus. It's zechar. I have the zechus tzibur, but I don't have tzilabit tzibur. Can you ever hear such terminology? This is like brisk, real
spirit. Yeah, zechus elvis and bris elvis.
Okay, these concepts, but the Chazanish uses these terms very, very machmir. It seems that Rav Moshe is also very makbid on this. He quotes here Rav Moshe, Avol Maran HaGoyin of Moshe Feinstein, in Chela Gimel, or Chaim Chela Gimel, Simen Dalet, Pshitulei, the Zeh Kein Nikrit, I'm sorry, no way, he disagrees, the Zeh Kein Nikrit Tzilu B'Tzibur, the Harei Avkish, Eschilu HaTzibur, L'Spal L'Shav V'Nami, Ho'ein Maspal L'Medik. So Rav Moshe disagrees with this, Rav Moshe quotes here, he disagrees, and he says that you can start your Shmon Esrei at any point in time, even if the average member of the Sibur is a adopter Sim Shalom and you start in the middle, it's also Cain. And he goes on to say the Gamin Gumakas Vyeshim Arichimach some Daman fair, some Daman slow, the Kosev Sham, Shigam Ha Primagodim, the same Primagodim that was quoted by the Ber Halacha, Moida the Zen Nechshav Kitfila Bit Sibur, Virak Lehavi Boisa Darga. It's not the same darga k'moshe maschil b'shove mamish. But Moshe says, okay, it's not the same darga, but it's still called tzfila b'tzibur. Okay, it's always, I was curious to know this, and here you have a mamish in a shulchan aruch arranged to all the different opinions on this matter. You come to shul, or let's say even davening, you're davening like how makbid you have to be, you're davening kriya shva. A lot of shuls, I find this in many, many shuls, even the shuls are daven slow. Okay, they daven slow. I remember Belsky, I remember also talking about this. He also said the same thing once in Shir, is that some shuls, they daven baruch hu, they have psug v'zimra slow, psug v'zimra, and they daven shma, and they wait for the Rav to say, Hashem l'techem enes, and then when they get to the yatsiv v'nachon, they put the pedal to the metal.
Right. That's what I wanted by Rav Moshe all the time. I asked Rabbi Sif one time, and that was a good answer. He didn't know, because he didn't daven in the morning with him. Because he said he clapped the
dish by Kimei Ashmai Malar. He went to wait.
But it was always up to God. He's throw it, everybody.
So he was very quick. Okay, so it does seem in the average shul, I don't know why it's like this. I have no clue why, but when they finish Kriya Shema, from Hashem Lokechem MS to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, it's a speed derby. It's a speed derby, pedal to the metal. And I can always keep up. And especially when you're a little bit...
When you do it, you want people to catch up to you in the davening.
Yeah.
The best place to keep up is by Shema.
Shema!
Then, when it, and also,
you're waiting for the rabbi to say Shema.
So if you speed it up, at least you can...
Okay. Personally, it always bothered me, like when the tzibur say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. So I always have a tendency to fall behind a little bit at this point in time, and I'm not able to start the Shemona Esrei with everyone else, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And it always bothered me, what are the parameters? What are the guidelines? Should I exert myself to be mamish Goal Yisrael? Or you can start a little bit later, it's the Zel Bazach. So you see over here, all of the terminology used by the Prima Gadim, from the Pashtos of the Prima Gadim, from the way the Be'er Halacha explains, you mamish should strive lechatchila to read the words b'diyuk together, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael Hashem Sefasai Tiftach with the Tzibur. That's when you get full credit. Full credit.
Can you go ahead if the rabbi is still lengthening? He's not reached Hashem Elokeichem.
Oh, I do that.
And you notice because you're speeding.
You know, I do that.
So you don't wait for the rabbi.
I do that.
You're
saying very good. I found that to be a very great, good solution. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know, but I do. I do it, and it's very. For me, it works out. It's wonderful.
It utilizes time.
It does. So if I'm ahead, and they say I finish my Kriya Shema, I just keep on going slowly, patiently. Now let me take advantage of the opportunity. I can say the MS Yatsev slowly. I do it. You know what else I discovered? It's very just I think to break the rules, which I find to be very therapeutic, is to say the Lashem Yichud for Tfilin after I put on the tefillin. How about that? For a chiddush. For a chiddush. Okay, I find, you come to shul, the L'shem Yichud is Kodesh Kodashim. I mean, the things he said in L'shem Yichud, it's so beautiful. Mishefa mitzvahs tefillin.
Babish doesn't say B'chol L'shem Yichud because they, you say... You do parakim of Bahaya and Shemaya.
Yeah.
And Kaddishly.
Yeah.
So you're actually saying half of the Yiratzim. What are you saying, the Yiratzim? The Arba Pasha?
There's a lot. We say a lot. Umishefa mitzvahs tefillin. Oh, no, you're not. It's a whole different thing, a whole different nusach. What? What? He said it's a mishagas.
The other
L'shem Yichud. He didn't hold from the right. We went through the whole. We had a discussion about it. He didn't hold from the L'shem Yichud in Echnan. But you know, it's very interesting. If you want to say the L'shem Yichud, I learned this. You know, so especially the most beautiful L'shem Yichud. We went through a discussion about this by far is the L'shem Yichud for tefillin. And Bar Mitzvah boy, if you ever go here, Bar Mitzvah boy's drasha. You hear they teach them. They go over. They mamash. They read for them the L'shem Yichud. That's what some rabbanim do when you go. They go to a rebbe. They go to a rebbe the first time. So what is the rebbe going to do? Have profound words to tell a 13-year-old boy. What are they going to go tell them? They sit down with them for a few minutes and they read with them the L'shem Yichud. They translate them and they impress upon them the chashivas. Unfortunately, for some Bar Mitzvah boys, that's the last time in their life they'll ever read the L'shem Yichud. People can go decades, even a lifetime without ever noticing there's a L'shem Yichud for Tzol. And that's a chaval. Because if you say the L'shem Yichud, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different Tzol. Unfortunately, you come to shul, you're under a lot of pressure. So if you learn before davening, don't before davening, you come a little bit late, you have to catch up, everyone's going so fast, you don't have an opportunity to say it. And I'm present, company included. I don't have an opportunity to say it. But I've noticed that even if you say it later, after you finish davening, you just sit there for a few minutes before you take off your tefillin, what am I wearing over here? And you say the L'shem Yichud, it really makes a major difference. So it's interesting, you're talking about saying MS Yatzav Nochen while the rabbi is still saying it, you go weiter. That's right. You can go weiter. You can go ahead. You don't have to follow all the rules 100%. Kedusha, so you say the Kedusha with the Chazan. You make believe you're the Chazan. You make believe if you come late and they already finished the Shemona Esrei, the ideal thing to do, it's very hard to do this because it's very hard to keep up with the shots, but basically ideally you're supposed to recite the Shemona Esrei in Mila, B'Mila, together with the Shliach Tzibur. And when it comes to Kedusha, so you say the Kedusha. You say the Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur. You don't say L'dar V'dar. You don't say that. After you say the Kedusha, you say Atah Kadosh V'Shem HaKadosh. You time it that when you say Baruch Atah Hashem O'Kel HaKadosh, it's the same time when the Chazan concludes O'Kel HaKadosh.
Then you're on your own.
What?
You're taking too long and they start Kedusha and you're still in the middle of Shemona Esrei.
So then the ideal thing to do is you stop and you just maharer. You think in your mind the words Kadosh.
You get the full credit or you still
what,
get the
what about these guys?
We know what credit means. We don't know. This is what you're supposed to do. What?
Stay long Shemona Esrei and miss Kedusha.
So then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you dive in the long Shemona Esrei, If you daven along Shemona Esrei, it's fine. If you are being mechavein to the word of Shemona Esrei, and that's going to cause you to lose out on kedusha and a modim, it's okay. It's okay. There's nothing more choshuv in tefillah than being oimei lefnei hamelach. You're allowed to do it. Okay, so let's review our boy's side.
Also allowed that until hakel hakadosh to go with the chazan.
Oh, there's another opinion. At least try to go with the chazan to hakel, and then afterwards you can go on your own pace. That's right. Okay, Mr. Rabbeisai, I just want to review the Yisoydais. I think it's very unique what he presents over here. Again, the Yisoydais are, you come to the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, let's review the Yisoydais. It's just a different terminology, different opinions. You come to the Beis HaKnesses, you come into a shul, and you have to time yourself to start with the, ideally you should begin Hashem Sefasai Tiftach together with the Tzibur. Everyone together should begin Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. The next best thing, and that's what's mashma from the pre-Mugadim. That's what's mashma, and that's what the Ber Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says, is the Iker Halacha. That's the only thing to do. He doesn't tell you what happens if you don't do this. There are Rav Chaim Kanievsky comments on this Prima God of this Behalacha that it doesn't mean Mamish Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. It's the same exact thing as long as you start within the first bracha. So time, how long does it take for the average person in the shul to say the first bracha? I don't know, what does it take? 15, 20 seconds to say the first bracha? So basically you're given a grace period according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky of about 10, 15, 20 seconds to begin your Shemona Esrei, and you get full credit. Rav Moshe, he doesn't talk about the first bracha. The only thing the Chazon Ish does not talk about the first bracha, but the Chazon Ish introduces a new terminology. And he says that if you don't start, he doesn't tell us about, if you don't, let's say past this point in time, let's assume according to the Chazon Ish, let's assume the Chazon Ish agrees to the opinion of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky with that approach, that you have the first bracha. Let's say you're going to start your Shemona Esrei 1 minute 60 seconds into the tzibur beginning the Shemona Esrei, so they are definitely past the first bracha. You are in the middle. He introduces a new terminology. You don't have the zuchus of tefillah with tzibur, but you have the zuchus tzibur. A whole new terminology. What that means, the words, I have no idea what it means. Rav Moshe says Yotze. There's no question about it. He doesn't agree with this Chazon Ish. He doesn't agree with the Prima Gadim. He says not what the Prima Gadim means. You get full credit as long as there are 10 people still davening Shemona Esrei. Lav Dafka 10 people, could be as long as even one person is still davening. It doesn't really tell us the definition. That I don't know how many people have still to be davening Shemona Esrei. But certainly, if there are still 10 people davening the Shemona Esrei, which means you can already be 3 minutes late, you can be 4 minutes late, you can have already 10 people still davening the Shemona Esrei, you get, Rav Moshe says, full credit. Not just Zuchus Tzibur, you get Tefillah Tzibur. He says, you don't get that Darga. And this is a term which I don't know what it means, a certain Darga that you do not get. Okay, we mentioned... Okay, yeah, let's skip around the... Yeah, I'm listening.
Next
one. Yeah.
You mentioned about if you are coming late, you should wait to start with the Shemona Tzibur. Say Mila Bamila.
Yeah.
Right? But if he's going 100 miles an hour.
So he mentioned that. So then you can't do it. A lot of these things are very good on paper. Practically, they don't work. Exactly. I agree with you 100%. You come late to davening, and you're going to daven with him, and it's not clear, and it doesn't always work. So you do the best you can do. At least try to do the first three brachas. Do the first three brachas, and then do what you do. Okay, now, all right. Let me jump ahead. The one thing I find to be very interesting, I'm jumping into a different topic because we're out of time, and it's one more last point, is this is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we know that you're not allowed to eat until this is a topic that the whole section deals with tefillah for noshim, for women. Big Chiddush, he writes, a very interesting idea he writes here is, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. When does the obligation to make Kiddush begin? Only after you daven. If you did not yet daven Shachris, you don't need to make Kiddush. So if a person eats, a person takes a cup of coffee, a person drinks, or some people, they have to eat, right? Some people are not, even though the part in Lechatchila, you're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to eat before you make Kiddush. If you go to a hotel for Pesach, and you've paid $20,000, and they're serving breakfast before davening, and they're serving there, the breakfast is, and it's just like a breakfast you've never seen, Kesudah Shleim V'Shaita, it's Pikuach Nefesh, not to eat breakfast before davening. So the Shaila, so do you have to make Kiddush? If you're going to eat before davening, do you need to make Kiddush? No, definitely not. The Chiyuv to make Kiddush first begins when you finish davening. Specifically when you finish laning. Oh, so the truth is none of the above. I think it's laning. I think it's laning.
Rav Brown wants to say after Musaf.
After Musaf. Even before, after laning? Yeah. Okay.
Rosh Hashanah, when there was a break.
Break? He did not make Kiddush. You did not need to make Kiddush. Very good. You did not need to make Kiddush. Okay, that's a very big shail. He does not go into that. When does the Chiyuv Kiddush begin? Does it begin after Shachris? Does it begin after laning? Does it begin after?
Did it after Shachris before laning? Yes. I don't know. They were all trained.
The Kiddush Club is after laning.
And he made after Shachris. He went back to your bunk. He had a, okay. And he came back for breakfast.
Did you make Kiddush? You did make Kiddush.
Okay.
You did before landing. Okay, so it seems that the minigar, I remember that in Magen Av, we still do that. The minigar is to make Kiddush after Shachris. If I'm not mistaken, in Ger, Is that true? In Ger, they have a minug, they learn. They learn before laning. They daven shachris and they learn. And they drink coffee when they learn. Which indicates that they don't make Kiddush. How could they go and they daven shachris? They daven shachris and they're sitting and learning for an hour. This was a takana from the Ger, one of the Ger, which Ger Rebbe was this?
Yeah, it goes back.
Goes back from the, what, the Sassanis? No, not that far back. Whatever, from the Imriyam, whatever. So whatever, they make Kiddush, they don't make Kiddush. So you see, there's a whole, how can you go drink? No, the chiv of making Kiddush first begins either after laning or after Musaf. Okay, fine. Here is a shayla, interesting shayla. Noshim don't have a chiv to daven the same darga as a man. They don't have a chiv. Noshim is a shayla, are they chayv to daven in a Torah? Is it the Rabbanon? So the shayla is an isha chayv to make kiddush right away? Is an isha obligated to make kiddush right away? According to many opinions, even if you hold that an isha is chayiv to daven, let's assume you chayiv to daven midiraisa, there are yoytzei tefila deraisa with saying moda ani lefonecha melchay v'kayom shechzarta bi nishmasi v'chel rabba nazar the yoytzei the din of tefila. Or even if you hold that's not enough, you have to make a bracha, a request. If they say birchas haTorah, will you make a request for harav nashim elokeinu v'sivrei tzvos b'finu? If you make a request, you yoytze the tefila deraisa. Men are not yoytze. Men have an obligation to daven shachris, to daven musaf, to lane. They have obligations. So for a man, the chiyuv does not begin until a much later point in time. So in halacha, we have a very big problem, and this is a real problem in halacha, that nashim who are not planning to go to shul, women who are not planning to go to shul, they have little children or just done, they're just tired from working all week and they're not going to shul, and they wake up 9 o'clock and their husbands are not scheduled to come back until 12 o'clock, or you're in a hotel, right? So the fancy spread, okay, the breakfast that they serve in the hotel that you'll see once in your life, this hotel, so the men, from the Nakani, that's for the women, so the women go. If the woman already recited a bracha, modani, and recited a bracha, she already has fulfilled her obligation of tefillah.
I actually saw that. I was in a hotel, it was Yom Tov morning, before Shabbos, I went down and had a coffee, and a woman came down, she took a Kiddush cup, she made kiddush, she took two matzahs, she washed, and then she gave her kids cake.
Oh, okay, you have to know what kavana was.
Yeah.
But let's say she's planning, she's not washing now. Let's say she's planning to eat a lavish meal at 12 o'clock. On the menu or on the schedule, lunch is called for 12 o'clock. And the men are now going to daven. And the women are congregating in the dining hall to have this delicious breakfast. There's a real halachic issue that a woman is mechuy. Women are chayiv in kiddush. Kiddush they chayiv in zochah v'shamar. They mechuy in the loisasis. The same chayiv a man has to make kiddush. A woman has to make kiddush even by day. Same exact chayiv a man has. So since they have already fulfilled their requirement of tefillah, because they don't have a real requirement of tefillah, and the requirement they have already has been fulfilled with even the smallest bracha, so now they have a real duty to make kiddush before they eat breakfast. Okay, this is an amazing chiddush. A woman has an obligation. So how do you get? So he says over here an incredible chiddush. It goes to show what marriage is all about. It says that, I think he quotes this from Rav Moshe, if not mistaken. Unbelievable, Rav Moshe says the chiddush. Ela the kosaf maran hagoyin of Moshe Feinstein the enochinani heyoy shahar be noshim loy mispalos kol atfilos vafilu elu shekein mispalos lekim lo layu she also lechol lufnei atfilah lechay mistavish shayit shuchos lasos kiddush miyat. That's right. Rav Moshe says this is a real problem. Achar b'koshes kitzora. Moshe acknowledges this is a real halachic dilemma for a woman. She fulfilled her obligation to daven, and even if a woman is a very firm woman that she davens every single day Shabbos, but she was never makabel to daven de kach that she can't eat breakfast on Shabbos before. Avul keva. Now here is the chiddush. Moiridik a chiddush in Rav Moshe. Fataych is what marriage is all about. Avul keva the isha nisua. Mishubedes labala leechol. She depends upon her husband. She eats lunch with her husband. Her husband is coming home from after shmoozing in shul 12 o'clock, and they're going to have a lavish lunch meal together. And she's going to serve, and she's going to be the hostess of this meal. Lechol davku imo vehare bala also lechol lefnei tefila. Nimsa, and her husband at this point in time cannot eat, because her husband has not yet davened, so she is tofel to her husband's time. Nimsa de oid lo higia zman shel kiddush b'shvila, kevon de kiddush l'shayich ele b'zman asuda, and the suda time has not arrived because she depends on her husband. Ulechein mutu lo lishtois v'filecho b'li kiddush ad shebal lo yigmar lehispalel. Rav Moshe says that a woman is toloi in her husband. And until her husband, what?
It's only a married woman.
A married woman.
Single, what
is
she doing?
You're right. So a single woman, he does not say you have to follow through. That a single woman, you're right. A single, maybe you would say that a single woman who has a parent, who lived by your parents. Let's say you have daughters, even a daughter. What?
A widow?
You're right, so it's a problem. So if Rachman al son, a widow goes to one of these things and she wants to eat this lavish breakfast, and if she's independent, there might be a problem. Maybe
you do what the family said.
Make kiddush. Okay, but let's say, but you don't see it. You don't see it happening. You don't see it. You see women. They get up. They eat, and then when it's time for the meal. Okay, so then they don't do it. Rav Moshe says this incredible kiddush that a married woman, her zman chiyuv kiddush is identical to her husband, wherever her husband is. When her husband finishes shachar samusif, until that point in time, she's allowed to eat breakfast. And the moment that she knows that her husband now has finished Shachris or Musaf, and he has to make Kiddush, he's going to the Kiddush club to make Kiddush, he's on the way, at that moment in time, her breakfast is over, and she's not allowed to proceed and eat food until she hears Kiddush. It's a virtual connection between husband and wife. Even though Rav Moshe Yishano and all the Poskim said that when they deal in the whole chapter on Nusach, that when a couple gets married, all the Gedolim advise that they have different Nusachs. The wife follows Nusach Sfar, and the husband follows Nusach Ashkenaz. So the wife is Edus HaMizrach, and the husband is Taimani, you name it. All the Gedolim, they all say, keep on doing what you did. Don't change your minhag. The
Except
wife. What?
Except when it comes to Gibraltar.
Okay, that's the same table. But they regret one after another. They all say you daven nusach svar your whole life. Just because you got married doesn't mean you should change your nusach. Just because you got married, so even though women are independent for many many matters, when it comes to the zman achila of an isha is totally in the zman achila of the husband, and until he has a chiv to make kiddush, the wife can eat breakfast. That's a very big chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein. We'll stop here.